Oh, thank you.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Sam Bennett podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the Blind Side, and I'm also going to throw in a few references about Michael Lohr and football. And yeah, so Michael Lohr was. Well, the way he was raised in his childhood, he wasn't taken care of very well, and his mom kind of gave up on him in a way. So Michael kind of had to do everything on his own. And so when Michael was about 17 years old, he found this woman that really liked Michael, but not because of the way he looked or anything, but because, like, she felt that he needed somebody in his life that he was missing, like, to replace his mother. And so she took care of Michael, and she also wanted Michael to, like, wear new clothes and stuff, and Michael was too grateful to have her, but like he didn't want to take any of their money or anything or any of their clothes, and she forced them to do that because she wanted to show that she cared about them. And so Michael then started going to school with his little brother. And they started to become really, really good friends. And Michael started playing for the high school football team. And after just a few games, he started getting really good. But his first few, he did pretty bad. And what it took out of him to start doing better was his new mom told him, like, what would you do to defend me? And he said everything. And
she separated us.
After Michael said everything, his mom said, "Show me it on the field." So then, as Michael was in the middle of a practice, he was practicing against other defensive linemen, and he did very, very good blocking. He played offensive tackle, and he was very, very good at it, and he was a very good blocker. And his mom got in arguments with the coach because the coach wouldn't run the ball as much as she would like the team to run the ball, especially to Michael's side. She would always tell the coach to run it behind Michael because she knew that Michael was gonna block and lead the running back to the end zone. And Michael also was not raised in a very good environment. He lived around a whole bunch of drug addicts and people that just weren't very educated or didn't make very good decisions or anything. So Michael always grew up actually being the quiet one and not really doing any of these things, because he knew that they were wrong. And as he was growing up, his dad was taken away from him, I believe at the age of 8. And so Michael also didn't really have a father figure. So later in the movie, when Michael wants to go and visit his mom, she's not actually there. And so Michael is just stuck around his new mom that adopted him. So he lived a very good life. And from there on out, when he had his high school games and practices, he actually had college scouts. And because he was doing so good, he had scouts from LSU, Ohio State, pretty much any college that he really wanted to, he got to choose. He had to make a big decision on whether or not he wanted to go to Tennessee or Texas. And his new family really, really, really liked Tennessee. But his old family and his brother really liked Texas. And so he had to make the decision on whether or not he wanted to go to Texas or Tennessee. And his new mom really wanted him to go to Tennessee, but she also told him that it was his decision completely. And so Michael went and made his final decision and said that he wanted to go to Tennessee, but the new mom asked, "Why do you want to go to Tennessee?" And Michael said, "Because that's my family's favorite team." And she said, "No, it's not." And he said, "This is my new family." As Michael went to college and played football in Tennessee, he actually did very good, which made him one of the draft picks of, after his second year in college, and he still played offensive tackle, and he got drafted by the Ravens. He had a very good career with the Ravens, and Michael still managed to make it very, very far in his life, even after all the trauma that he went through in his childhood and almost having absolutely nothing just because this one lady that wanted to adopt him because of how much she loved him, after it developed because of how bad she felt for him and how attached her child got attached to him, because they had a very close bond. But also in the movie, it shows when Michael was driving, him and his new brother were listening to music, and they got a little off attention of Michael's driving, and Michael wasn't really paying attention towards the road, and he ended up running into another vehicle, which harmed his new brother. And so Michael made a little promise to himself that he would play football as hard as he could and help out the family as much as he could because of the damages made to his new brother. And he felt extremely bad. And he almost didn't know what to do after he did it. But Michael Orr also later in his NFL career played for the New Carolina Panthers. And that's pretty much the rest of this podcast about Michael Orr on the blind side and what happened in his life. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.